Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. The decision by the U.S. Supreme Court to uphold a ruling allowing in-state college tuition to illegal immigrants in California is expected to deliver a political boost to the DREAM Act pending in Sacramento. The measure proposed by Assemblyman Gil Cedillo of Los Angeles would allow undocumented students to receive financial aid for study at UC, Cal State, and community colleges. The bill's made it past the state assembly and is in the Senate. California Supreme Court ruled last year the state's policy regarding in-state tuition is legal because it's based on students' graduation from California high schools, not on their citizenship. Today, the State Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation delivers a status report on how it's addressing overcrowding in prisons. The California Report's Scott Schaefer has more.
Last month's 5-4 decision by the U.S. Supreme Court backed a 3-judge panel in San Francisco that said overcrowding was a major factor in prison health care so bad it violates the ban on cruel and unusual punishment. Corrections Department spokeswoman Terry Thornton says the report being issued today will show that the state is making progress toward meeting the court's orders.
We haven't been sitting around just waiting for the courts to rule. The state has undertaken a lot of things to reduce overcrowding.
Among the steps taken, Thornton says, shipping some 10,000 inmates out of state. Last year, the state also began eliminating parole for some inmates who committed nonviolent, non-sexual offenses. The court is currently giving California 2 years to reduce its prison population by about 30,000 inmates. Governor Brown indicated last week he might ask the court for more time. For the California Report, I'm Scott Schaefer.
A coalition of four environmental groups has filed a petition asking the U.S. Commerce Department to establish a 10-knot speed limit for large commercial vessels traveling through California's four national marine sanctuaries. The reason? Whale strikes, an estimated 50 in the last decade. Shipping groups suggest a better alternative to a speed limit would be realigning routes in and out of ports in L.A., Long Beach, and San Francisco Bay. When it comes to air quality rules, environmentalists and the trucking industry usually try to run each other off the road. But both sides have hitched their support to a bill making its way through the state legislature. The California Report's Central Valley Bureau Chief Sasha Coca explains.
Everyday trucker Pal Singh hauls raisins, almonds, and grapes, sometimes even used cars, from Fresno to the port of Oakland, almost 200 miles away. After the State Air Resources Board, CARB, passed new diesel rules requiring truckers to retrofit or replace dirty engines, Singh traded in his 1992 rig and bought this new $100,000 shiny blue truck with a special exhaust system.
Exhaust comes this way, and it filters through, and then it comes out of here. You see, there's no smoke, nothing.
The engine even shuts off automatically if Singh leaves it idling for more than 5 minutes. Singh says he doesn't mind doing his part for clean air. What bothers him, though, is that late last year, CARB extended the deadline for trucks built before 1996, and other truckers can now drive their old trucks for another few years.
And those guys can go on cheaper rates because they don't have any payments, nothing. It's no fun having a new truck if other people with old trucks coming in and doing the same job we are doing with the new trucks.
Ironically, the trucking industry had fought CARB bitterly for an extension on the diesel rules. Now they say they may have gotten more than they bargained for. Companies that have already spent millions of dollars to upgrade trucks fear the extended deadline could give competitors a chance to boost their fleets with older trucks from out of state. So the California Trucking Association is backing a bill that would prevent the DMV from registering any more trucks built before 1996. Spokesman Michael Shaw.
In reality, this is more than just an economic bill because California faces the threat of increased emissions from these older, dirtier trucks coming into California.
Shaw admits it's an interesting twist for truckers to be echoing the arguments of environmentalists when it comes to emissions. The Trucking Association even asked Assemblymember Bonnie Lowenthal of Long Beach, known for her pro-environment stance, to sponsor the bill.
This bill shows that California can be business-friendly and earth-friendly at the very same time.
The California Dump Truck Owners Association opposes the bill. President Rob McLernan says they take older trucks and make them useful.
I might sit all day at the street corner in Sacramento next to a backhoe digging up a sidewalk for 6-7 hours a day and not put 15 miles on for the whole day. but I'm expected to be held to the same rule as somebody that put on 200,000 miles.
The truck registration bill has passed the Assembly and is now headed to the state Senate. For the California Report, I'm Sasha Coca in Fresno.
Mark your calendars now. July 16th and 17th are 2 days anybody with any measure of sanity to protect should avoid driving in Los Angeles. Seriously, a critical 10-mile stretch of the 405 freeway will be closed completely. LA Bureau Chief Chrissy Clark reports.
Traffic on the 405 freeway bows to no man, not even the mayor of Los Angeles, as he tried to get to a press conference about traffic on the 405 freeway.
Sorry for the delay, folks. We're just waiting for the mayor. There's traffic on the 405.
When Mayor Villaraigosa did push through the traffic, his message was clear. If today was bad, those 53 hours in mid-July are going to be
an absolute nightmare.
Or, as a chorus of other LA officials put it,
Carmageddon. Stay the hell away from the 405.
There's nothing like an impending traffic jam to inspire passion in Los Angeles leaders. So why are they closing the 405? And why do people in L.A. put a "the" in front of freeway numbers? Not sure anyone can answer that last one, but L.A. County Supervisor Zev Yaroslavsky said there's a good reason for the freeway closure, to demolish an overpass across the 405 as part of a billion-dollar project to widen the freeway and add carpool lanes.
This is going to complete the HOV lane from Orange County to the 101 and beyond. It will improve air quality, it'll improve traffic movement, it'll encourage people to carpool.
But for all those gains, there's some short-term pain. 500,000 drivers use that stretch of highway on a typical weekend. The mayor and other officials had some advice for them.
Plan ahead, avoid the area, or stay home.
Many public transportation lines will also be running more frequently, and some of them for free. Supervisor Yaroslavsky says if all else fails,
we need to suck it up, and by Monday, July 18th, it'll be over.
For the California Report, I'm Chrissy Clark in Los Angeles.
California Report for Tuesday, June 7th, production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995. The California Endowment, building healthy communities because that's where health happens. More information at calendow.org. And Chevron, investing in renewables, strengthening communities, and creating jobs. More information available at chevron.com.